is MMA Torch editor Jamie Pennick, and this is the daily audio update for Saturday, August 16th, 2008. Michael Phelps just completed his eighth gold medal winning performance in the Olympics, and whether you're a fan of swimming, whether you're a fan of the Olympics or not, you got to give it up to an athlete completely dominating his sport. So just a shout out to the U.S. Olympic swimming team and Michael Phelps for just an incredible performance in this year's Olympics. Now on to today's MMA news. First off, Elite XC has canceled their September 20th event in New Mexico that was set to air on Showtime. It hasn't been officially announced by Elite XC, and no reason has been given. After the original proposed main event, Jake Shields against John Alessio, was taken off, Joey Villasenor was going to be headlining, and now that show is no longer going to take place. Also, under the Pro Elite banner, the Cage Rage Contenders 11 event that was supposed to be tonight was canceled yesterday. So, two shows under the Pro Elite banner. The Cage Rage promoter Dave O'Donnell said it's the Contender show was canceled so they can concentrate on their November show, because that one will be broadcast live on TV over in the UK. So that one's going to be a live show. So he's saying that that doesn't really have anything to do with the Elite XC cancellation. It's a separate event, but nonetheless, Elite XC is canceling that show, and with all of the events under the Pro Elite banner and the next CBS show coming up on October 4th, it seems that they might be focusing their efforts more on one show as opposed to being spread thin across. Speaking of more canceled bouts, another hand injury for the Affliction show is taking off another fight from that card, and that is Vitor Belfort is off the show. He was scheduled to fight Matt Lindland on October 11th at the Day of Reckoning Affliction show. There's rumors going around that that's the fight that's being pitched to Jake Shields. I mentioned that in yesterday's update, so we'll stay tuned to that and see if anything comes of it, but it's possible that Jake Shields takes on Matt Lindland at the Affliction show, which would be a very good fight, of course. Lindland picked up a victory against Fabio Nagao at the last Affliction show. He's only lost to two guys in the last 4 years, and that's none other than Quentin Rampage Jackson and Fedor Emelianenko. So that's nothing to be ashamed of, and as far as the loss category is concerned. So Lindland would be a big test for Jake Shields, and I think it would be a good fight to see. Speaking of Quentin Jackson, his arraignment has been postponed pending further investigation from his arrest on July 15th in Costa Mesa, California. The spokesperson for the Orange County District Attorney's Office is quoted as saying that case is still under investigation based on some new evidence that has been discovered. So Jackson will be notified of a new court appearance once charges are filed, and it could be more charges, could be less charges. They also went on to say that there were different incidents that occurred in different jurisdictions, so they're looking at it all as one potential case or separate cases. Could be more charges or less charges, as I said. So that's another one of those stories that will stay tuned to. Jason Bent has had a couple of articles for The Torch focused on Quentin Jackson's arrest and fan reaction to it, and Dana White's explanation of Jackson's actions and all of that. So definitely check those out, and down on the page, those have been from the last month or so that he's sent those out. So Heath Herring talked with MMA Junkie after the fallout from UFC 87, admitted that the overhand right that knocked him almost into a backflip, quote, shocked the hell out of me, he said. He said he didn't see it coming, he got caught with it, and it had an effect on the outcome of the fight. He's going to be seeing a doctor, or some more doctors, to take a look at his eye. He said there's some damage to the eye, but he thinks he's going to be okay. They're going to wait for doctor's final results on that. It's a good interview here on MMAJunkie.com, so definitely check that out. Another key thing from it is he says he's definitely got Lesnar on his list for future opponents because, quote, we took the best he could give us for 15 minutes and he couldn't finish it. I don't know what else he's going to bring to the table to finish me off. We took his best shot and went on from there. I'd love for him to take one of mine and we'll see how it goes. Well, while that's true, I think it was more of a case of Lesnar's inexperience stopped him from finishing that fight. I don't know that he wanted to even try to finish it. He was content pounding Herring out for three rounds and dropping those knees and just inflicting all sorts of punishment on it. I mean, we could see Herring Lesnar again. I mean, we all want to see if Lesnar can take a punch. So, by all means, if Heath wants to step back into the octagon with him again, we'll see what happens. But I think that'll be on the lower rung of fights in Lesnar's future, considering he dominated him for three rounds, whether he thinks he has a case for a rematch or not. Little bit of a blast from the past to finish off today's update. BloodyElbow.com has a flashback to Tito Ortiz and Randy Couture from 2003. Their appearance on the Best Damn Sports Show period on FSN to hype their light heavyweight title fight, in which Randy Couture won the light heavyweight belt from Tito Ortiz in September of 2003. And it also has the post-fight press conference video, including quotes from Dana White talking about Tito being one of his friends. And it's just an interesting thing to look at and see how far they've come as far as promotion is concerned for their fights and for the sport itself, especially seeing Tito and Randy pretty much just trash talk in their appearance on Best Damn Sports Show. It's sports come a long way, the promotions come a long way, so it's definitely an interesting thing to take a look at. So, well, that's all I've got for you today for the daily audio update. So, keep checking out the site, keep coming back for the daily audio update. I'll have another one tomorrow posted up. Check out Alex Williams and his MMA news blog on the main site. He's got a little blurb about Elite XC and their financial troubles, possibly, based on their needing an extension to file their second quarter earnings report, and a weird sign with their stock jumping up from, I believe, $2.50 to around $8. So it's an interesting jump when they're having difficulties in closing down shows. So keep checking out his news blog, and stay tuned to MMATorch.com for more coverage on all things MMA here in the future. And check back tomorrow for another daily audio update.